7.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're going to do something a little bit different for you. We are in Atlantic City. We are at a gardening trade show, and we're going to tell you about a lot of the new products that you can look forward to in this coming year. So you may hear some background sounds over the PA system. That's okay. Joining me is Greg Whitstock. He is the founder, the president, and a man who started a very, very unique company called Aquascapes.
Yes, sir.
And we want to tell you some information about, if you've ever thought about keeping fish, this is the man that will tell you everything that you need to know so that it is really a fun and a simple hobby that you can have in the backyard. Greg, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Well, how did you get started in keeping fish in the backyard?
Well, it actually started with turtles, believe it or not. I was growing up in Medford Lakes, New Jersey, which is a suburb of Philadelphia. And in 1982, my dad came home from work one day and said we were moving to the flat, barren cornfields of Wheaton, Illinois. And as you can imagine, as a fifth grade student, I was not too excited to leave my lakefront home. But he promised me that I could bring 11 of my favorite pet turtles with me to my new home in Wheaton. And the second day I was living there, I went in the backyard and started digging my pond out. Back in the day, before the internet, I went to the library, did a lot of research. And every book that was written on water features was done over in Europe. And they said, if you wanted to make your pond real strong, make it out of concrete. Well, in Zone 5 Chicago, concrete cracks in the wintertime. So my first pond leaked, turned green, and even my prized turtles that I had hauled halfway across the country started to migrate away. And that was the beginning of my odyssey as a water garden builder, because it did not dissuade me from my passion. And I spent the next 7 years ripping out and rebuilding my water feature, MacGyvering up my own skimmer filter systems, and of making a water feature that was actually quite beautiful at the time. So that was how I got my start as a hobbyist.
How easy is it for the homeowner to have a backyard pond?
Well, fortunately, since the day that I started, technology's advanced a lot. There's a lot of the filter systems that I designed out of garbage cans and cattle troughs are now professionally molded, and you've purchased at any garden center or from your landscaper. And so the enjoyment of keeping a water feature is vastly improved, because a lot of the work has been minimalized by the filtration systems and the construction methodologies that have been developed a lot with my company since I started my business.
Now, for the average person, they want to sit in the backyard near a deck, a porch, or a patio,
yes,
and enjoy their spring, summer, and fall.
Mm-hmm.
What would you recommend for them to get started?
Well, you know, unfortunately, even though advancing technology has happened a lot, there's a lot of still misinformation about water features out there. First thing is that everybody wants a beautiful water feature. A beautiful water feature that's low maintenance, is easy to maintain. And one of the ways to do that is to create an ecosystem with your water feature. That was where the plants and the fish and the filtration systems, they all work together. And there's five parts of a beautiful pond recipe when it comes to a decorative water feature that would support fish. Now, you know, a lot of times people don't, you know, get some fountainscapes, and there's also pondless waterfalls that are very popular. But I enjoy the hobby. I am the pond guy, after all. I'm not the pondless waterfall guy. But there's five parts of a beautiful pond ecosystem. And the first part is rocks and gravel that you would cover the entire liner with. That's where your bacteria colonies would harbor. Fish and plants. Those are the next two parts. Then you get into your filtration systems. You need a mechanical filter to handle surface debris, and you need a biological filter, which is your other part of your filter system, to handle more bacteria colonizing in it. And the last part is your pump and your plumbing, your circulatory system. If you put those five parts together, your rocks and gravel, plants and fish, your filtration, your mechanical, as well as your biological, and also the filtration, or the pump and the plumbing, you could design a beautiful low-maintenance water feature that is actually less maintenance than the same area planted in grass.
Now, what would you use for a liner? Now, you must have a specific liner that you make.
Well, there really is the best liner, which is out there, especially for backyard ponds, is EPDM, which is a roofing material that's actually, there's two manufacturers of it in the entire country. And what it is it's a very thick rubber, 45 mil thick rubber material that is very flexible, and you could actually, it will contour to the shape that you design your pond. It's much easier to install than a preformed tub, believe it or not, because a preformed, you have to get everything exactly right before you set it in. And it's got a 20-year manufacturer's warranty, and when you cover it in rocks and gravel and don't let the UV light get to it, it's basically indefinite. So from my very first water feature that I built out of concrete, trying to make it strong, that didn't last one season. For 2 years, I tried to fix crack concrete, which you can't do, and eventually I put down an EPDM rubber liner on top of it.
Now, how about exposure? If somebody wants to build a pond, is it important for sun and shade?
You know, once again, there's a lot of misinformation out there. If you have all sun or all shade, those are the two extremes. You can still build a water feature. A little bit of both is fine. Shade your ponds. You're going to definitely need your mechanical filtration, which is basically a skimmer system. The first one that I Aquascape created back in 1984 for my pond was made out of a garbage can because of the fact that my pump was always getting clogged up with the leaves falling into it. That sits alongside the edge of your pond. It sucks off the debris that lands into your pond and puts it into a catch basin that you have to empty. So it's like having somebody cut your grass for you and you have to empty it. If it is a full sun pond, you're going to get something like string algae or green water, and that's why you need to use your biological filters to actually harbor your bacteria. The bacteria will live in your rock and gravel that's in your pond. If you have a bare bottom pond, you add rock and gravel, you'll increase the surface area for bacteria to grow. But as well as a biological filter, like a waterfall filter with filter mats and lava rock or bio balls or some other medium for gravel or for bacteria to grow on. Very similar to an external filter that you would see in an aquarium. One of the myths that people have is that if they build it small, it'll be easier to maintain. The bigger the water feature, the easier to maintain. A 10-gallon aquarium is much harder to maintain than a 100-gallon aquarium is.
Really?
Yeah, because an ecosystem is easier to establish. But when you figure out a way to work with Mother Nature by using those five parts of that beautiful pond recipe that we talked about, building things in balance, you can actually create an ecosystem in your yard that's less maintenance in the same area planted in grass.
Now, the average person, can they do this?
Absolutely. In fact, they do all the time. Unfortunately, the results aren't always good because they're getting mixed information. How deep should you have your pond? I live in Zone 5 Chicago, and my ponds that we build are 2 feet deep, 24 inches, which is plenty deep for fish to live in the wintertime. We will never get more than 8 and a half inches of ice in a pond that's in a backyard. People will say, well, hey, I see trucks on the lake fishing. Well, that's because the lake is 100 feet deep. And the reality is that when you have a 2 foot deep our 2 foot deep backyard pond, the earth heats it up, and you'll never get more than 8 or 9 inches, even in Zone 5 Chicago, or maybe 10 inches in Zone 3 Canada.
So if they have a backyard pond, they don't need to buy a pond heater.
Well, yes, you do, because a pond heater or some sort of an aeration system in the wintertime, when you do have a frozen open, any debris that's left in the pond will break down, causing gases that would be, you know, not toxic to the fish. So you always want to have a hole open in your ice, created by a small heater or a bubbler to allow oxygen exchange to get into the water as well as carbon dioxide to exit.
Wonderful. Is there a website that people can go to that would give them all of this information from your company?
Sure. Well, our corporate website is aquascapeinc.com. That's AquascapeInc, aquascapeinc.com. And you could also go to watergardening.com. which is another website that we have. But aquascapeinc.com is our corporate one. Watergardening.com is another one. And you can research and do a lot of the information gathering about water features on there, because, like I said, there's much information out there, but it's not necessarily the correct information, because it might be one person's opinion versus an international company like myself.
And they can find out how many fish that they can put in and what types of plants?
You know, once again, it's an ecosystem. You want to keep it in balance. You should always start and add slowly. But every water feature is different. The construction methodology to build them should be the same so that you can standardize results. But you will have different sun exposures like you just talked about. People feed their fish sometimes. People don't feed their fish sometimes. It's an ecosystem. So if you never want to feed your fish, you put in less fish. If you feed them every day, you put in more. But if you feed them every day, then you're going to make sure that you have to have that filtration proper, because obviously you don't want to have some of the challenges that could be associated with people not properly using their water feature.
So you don't want too much food, have it build up, and that would end up hurting the fish also.
Sure. So information like that, there's forums on online forums that you could ask other gardeners, you know, that have water features. But I would say the most water features that I see out there today are improperly designed, and it's because they miss those five elements. They're not in proper proportion that we talked about with the beautiful pond ecosystem.
And if they go to your website, which is
aquascapeinc.com, you can see the five parts of the beautiful pond recipe and an aquascape ecosystem, how to work with Mother Nature and not against her.
That's it, folks. If you want some help with a fish pond, or you're thinking about putting in a fish pond, this is a website to go to. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about fish ponds to see if we can get you motivated. We know it's the fall season, but you can get started on building that pond right now.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits, and more without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
The problem with traditional lawn weed killers? New weeds keep coming back, and you have to treat them again and again. It's frustrating and costly, but one simple application of Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns kills current weeds and prevents new weeds for up to 6 months. Apply anytime, spring through fall, and spend more time enjoying your lawn and less time weeding it. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions. See product label for kill and prevent weed list.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with Greg Whitstock from the...
Just call me the pond guy.
The pond guy. I'm sorry. We were talking about ponds and how easy they are to take care of. Why would a homeowner want a pond in their backyard?
Well, first of all, I think everybody wants a water feature. They just don't know it yet. Ponds would certainly be applicable for many people. I think that... right now, more than ever, Paul, people need a break from reality. They need a break from the stress, and nothing would impact a landscape as much as a water feature would. When you put a water feature in your yard, ponds being one of them, fountainscapes and pondless waterfalls being two others, you will transform an area like you can't do with any other form of landscaping. It becomes the central focal point of your yard, and it's the only form of landscaping that will suck people outside like a vacuum cleaner and deposit them right in their backyard, which is exactly where they need to be, not on the highway driving home from work every day.
Exactly. What are we talking cost-wise? Mm-hmm. You know, for for your first pond, maybe like a starter?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the average size water feature that we recommend is an 11-foot by 16-foot pond, which is a pretty big pond. It sounds overwhelming to a lot of people, but the average consumer does buy three water features: small, bigger, biggest, good, better, best. An 11 by 16 seems to be that happy medium where somebody could enjoy the hobby and have a good size. When they start off with a 4x6 or a 6x8, which is less money and obviously a little bit less time to install, the challenge is that you quickly outgrow those. So, you know, you can start with that, but the reality is an 11x16 pond is a good size that gets the beginning needs of a hobbyist along with the future needs of a hobbyist as well when it comes to fish and plants.
Now, what do we think, talking about for time, that you'll have to spend to take care of this pond every single week? I mean,
sure.
This is a commitment.
You know what? If you build it right, and that's a huge if you build it right, it's less than 5 minutes a week. You have to empty the skimmer bag. You have to maybe trim off some the dead lily leaves if you're around. It's like having somebody cut your lawn, like we said earlier, and you emptying the bag. If you build it wrong and you're fighting algae problems or you have fish health issues, there can be some more challenges with that. But a properly built and maintained pond is 5 minutes a week and then once a year clean out, usually in the spring. Most people shut their waterfalls off for the winter if they're in a climate that is, you know, seasonably cold. And when you start it up, it'd be nice to start off with some clean water that doesn't have any tannins from decomposing leaves in there or anything else. So it's a once a year clean out that might take a couple of hours, and then 5 minutes a week or so to maintain the water feature throughout the year. And you have a fully functioning aquascape ecosystem pond in as little as 5 minutes a week.
That's just incredible. If you're looking for an outside activity,
that you can just sit back, enjoy, this is the way to go. And even at night.
Oh, you know what? You know, we like to say when people buy a water feature, they get two features, the day pond and the night pond. You know, and of course, it takes on a whole different reflection. Most people enjoy their water features at night because obviously they're working during the day. And it's also something, Paul, that's great for the whole family. I've got young kids. The thing that drives me nuts is them playing electronics. You know what? Hey, go catch a frog. Go play with the fish in the pond. I love sending them outside and being with interacting with that water feature. And if you're not into any maintenance and you want something that basically takes care of itself, get a pondless waterfall. It's got the sound of water that will attract all of the birds, and you can flip it on a switch, turn it on, turn it off, or put it on a timer. A pondless waterfall is something that people who don't have any time or any desire for maintenance could do instead of a natural water feature, an oxygen ecosystem pond, and it would be a simpler, easier, quicker thing to do, and it's a good way to start getting your feet wet with the hobby of water features.
Now, if people want to do something like this and go to their website, can they find a nursery or a garden center?
If you go to aquascapeinc.com, AquascapeInc.com, you could find a contractor. We have certified aquascape contractors across the country that have been trained to install our aquascape ecosystem ponds, and we also have find a retailer. You just type in your zip code, and it will tell you who's in that area who could help you with get started in the hobby of water features.
That's incredible. And for the first-time pond owner, It's easy, right?
It's easy if you follow the system. Stick to the plan, Stan, and it's a labor of love, and you will enjoy it. It will impact that yard more than anything else that you could possibly do. It will transform and change people's lives, and that's why I love being the pond guy and the founder of Aquascapes, because talking to people just like me.
It's incredible. And it's really easy. All of the products that are needed for maintenance of that pond can easily be installed. You don't need a college degree to do this. And, you know, don't say to yourself, don't get discouraged right off the bat. Say, I can't do this. I have a pond at home. I've never done it in my life. We put one in, and we absolutely enjoy it. The Pond Doctor, thank you.
All right, buddy.
We appreciate all your time. Check out the website. Give it to us one more time.
AquascapeInc.com. AquascapeInc.com.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. You all know I've worked for years with Steve Shank and eFoods Direct. I have eFoods for my own emergency food supply. You know, Steve, life is different now for all of us, isn't it?
Very different. People are using this great food to survive the present hurricane season, and we've already had $40 billion worth of damage from floods, storms, quakes, and droughts. And that's just the first 8 months of this year. Natural disasters are newsworthy, but only touch a few of us Americans. The huge issue of the greatest depression is on everyone's mind. The unemployment, the loss of homes, lost businesses, and skyrocketing food costs are hitting every American. So everyone needs food security.
Folks, this month you will get free shipping on every food order from eFoods Direct. That's right. Every order gets free shipping starting September 6th. Get stocked up with the best storable foods out there with eFoods Direct and be prepared for any emergency before it happens. To take advantage of this special, call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we are at a lawn and garden conference. We are in Atlantic City. And we wanted to tell you about some of the new products that you can look forward to in the year to come. If you're always looking for something different for your yard, we came across something very, very unique. It's called Gronomics. It's President Mike Rivard is here and owner to tell you about this very, very unique product. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about Gronomics. What is it?
Gronomics is a manufacturer of a very unique, high-quality line of premium garden products, ranging from raised garden beds, elevated garden beds, planter benches, pergolas, arbors, everything in that category.
So if somebody wants to have a raised bed in their backyard, this would be the product for them?
Absolutely. Gronomics manufactures a complete line of raised garden beds, various sizes, and as well as modular units.
Now, what are they made of?
They're made from 100% Western Red Cedar, and Western Red Cedar has all the best characteristics for any outdoor gardening uses.
Are they treated with anything, any preservatives? Or?
There's no preservatives or chemicals. We sell the products optional raw cedar or with a 100% tung oil finish on them. Tung oil is the only FDA approved oil finish that can be in contact with food if you're going to use any type of finish on your wood for gardening use.
So these are basically
gardening beds that you put on top of the ground so that people don't have to bend over.
Exactly. We have raised garden beds which sit on top of the ground, but then we also have planter boxes. And our most popular products are the elevated garden beds, where they're completely elevated up to 3 feet off the ground and handicap accessible, so you don't have to bend over at all while gardening.
Now, once you install them, how long can you expect them to live?
Western red cedar that we use is the best quality on the market, and it would be expected to last anywhere from 20 to 30 years. We've had them out for about 3 or 4 years now. We haven't seen any signs or any issues with any of them that have been on the market so far.
So are these like a kit where the homeowner gets a box and it's put section A into section B and he needs to get the whole family involved to put it together?
Well, that's one of the things that really differentiates Gronomics from a lot of the other products on the market. All of our products are complete tool-free assembly. We use a unique dovetail design system. So there's no hardware, there's no screws, there's no tools required for assembly. There's no screws that could rust or crack or break. The wood's not going to split and crack. Everything simply slides together. Most of the kits can be assembled in less than 5 minutes.
So even the guy that can't put together anything, like at Christmas time, trying to put a bicycle together, they can put this together?
Yep, absolutely. And you could put these together blindfolded.
That's that easy.
They're that easy.
That's wonderful. Now, you said you make combinations of raised bed or planters. Now, you also make some that have seating available.
Yep, we have a planter bench. That's a bench with planters on both ends of the bench. We also have an arbor with planters on both sides for climbing vegetables and plants. We have a variety of sizes and options for raised garden beds, and we also, a new product we have is a modular raised garden bed that continue to be added on and connected to and stacked up to 3 feet high. Very, very unique products, and all of them extremely easy to use.
And what can the homeowner grow in this raised bed type planter that you've developed?
You can grow absolutely anything. We've been growing every type of fruit and vegetable you can imagine in our raised garden beds and elevated garden beds.
How about the winter months? You know, if I live in Maine. We get lost snow. The ground freezes deep. Will that hurt this planter?
Absolutely not. Our manufacturing facilities in Minnesota. That's where we originated, and that's where we started, and that's where we test them. And I'm sure you're well aware of what Minnesota winters can be like. We leave the soil in the planters year-round, freshen it up sometimes in the spring with some organic material, and we haven't had any issues with leaving the soil in the planters year-round in Minnesota.
Now, how about the surface where you're going to put this? Does it have to be soiled? Can it be asphalt or concrete underneath it?
Actually, our elevated garden beds and planter boxes have a bottom in them, so the soil's not directly in contact with the ground, which makes it where you can use those products on your deck, on your balcony, on a wooden surface, on a concrete patio. A lot of people use them for rooftop-type garden applications. Virtually anywhere you have sunlight, you can have a garden. We even have them being used in indoors applications now with grow lights.
Just as simple as that?
Simple as that.
And does specific type of a soil have to be used?
Well, usually you leave that up to the person gardening and what they're growing. Any garden center that you go to buy the soil can usually guide you in the right direction. As you know, different products have different requirements for soil and nutrients. So that's best to talk to a gardening expert, and they can usually steer you in the right direction based on whatever you're going to be planting.
Now, you said it was cedar, right?
Western red cedar.
Western red cedar. How about, do we have to worry about insects getting into the wood and creating a problem?
Well, that's one of the unique things also about Western red cedar. It's insect repellent. It doesn't, termites don't bother cedar. No insects really bother it. There's a lot of natural tannins and oils in the wood that deter insects and even pests from going near the cedar.
And during your first season, it looks beautiful. You know, it's all freshly cut and milled. What type of maintenance will that raised bed or that planter need on a yearly basis, or can we just let it go natural?
Yeah, the cedar doesn't need any real maintenance to keep it lasting. It'll still last equally as long. If you'd like to keep it looking fresh and keep the dark cedar look and be able to see the grain, you can use a natural oil finish. We recommend and use tung oil because that's the food-safe product and it doesn't have any chemicals in it. If you're not concerned with the chemicals, there are a lot of good quality treatments on the market that they use for cedar decks and those types of applications. Or you can just let it turn gray. It'll turn a natural kind of rustic gray look if you just let it weather after a year or two in the sun.
Now, if you're going to be putting this together, any special tools, or how do you prepare the area for installing one of these?
Our elevated garden beds, as long as it's on a level surface, all you have to do is make sure the ground is level. The soil's elevated off the ground, and that's one of the things sometimes people don't realize. There's a major difference between an elevated garden bed and a raised garden bed. A raised garden bed sits on the ground, and the soil sits on the soil that's underneath it. If you're concerned with moles or voles, sometimes people will use a mesh netting or a fabric material underneath it to keep the moles or voles out from coming up underneath it. With the elevated garden bed products in the planter boxes that we have, with the soil being elevated and there's a fabric liner, there's absolutely nothing required other than a level spot for those to be used.
Today, if the homeowner lives in a complex, any special permits or anything like this needed?
Not that I'm aware of. We've seen them used in all types of markets, from condominiums, townhomes. We sell a lot of them to schools, assisted living facilities. We've sold them in all 50 states, and I haven't been aware of any issues or concerns of that nature.
Now, you were mentioning that some of these raised beds could be used for people that are handicapped. In what way would they use this planter?
Absolutely, and that's how this product line actually originated. I built the first elevated garden bed for my grandfather so he could have a garden from his wheelchair. After we realized there wasn't a lot of products on the market or anything of good quality, that's how this whole company developed itself. And we currently work directly with a very large number of assisted and senior living facilities, hospitals, schools, nursing homes, where people have limited mobility issues, and these products work perfect from a wheelchair for people who may, or anybody that maybe isn't able to bend over to garden anymore.
That's just fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. If somebody would like to get more information, what is a website that they can go to see what these benches look like?
Our website is www.gronomics.com, and we have information and pictures of all the products there. You can also see us on Facebook, and on Facebook we have a product video on there that shows the assembly of the products, and we're always updating and adding more information on our website too, so you can probably find everything you need there.
And if people want to find a store or a retailer near them, can they find that on that website?
Absolutely. We have all of our dealer network listed on our website. We have dealers in all 50 states. If you look on the website, look in your area, and you should be able to find a dealer near you. If not, you can also purchase the products direct off our website. We UPS products out direct to homeowner off the website every day, and usually we can ship products within 1 to 2 days.
And what is the website?
That is www.gronomics.com.
Gronomics.com. Just as simple as that.
Just as simple as that.
And again, for the average person, this is something that they can put together without a lot of directions and tools. And
absolutely. We've had people actually go on and on about how fun and easy the products are to assemble.
That's great. Now, Once it's installed, if they have to be moved, is it difficult to take them apart and relocate them to a different area?
Absolutely not. So, take the soil out of the product and the boards slide right back out as easy as they went together.
And then they just put it back together the same way that they took it apart?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Now, what can they grow in these planters?
Virtually anything. We haven't found any vegetables that we can't grow in our planters yet, and we've experimented with hundreds.
Flowers, all kinds.
Absolutely.
That's just incredible. Now, this is something that's new to the gardening industry, something you've been around for a few years, but it will be new to a lot of people. What should they look for?
Look for quality. There are other products of this nature on the market. There's a lot of plastic products out there. I would stay away from the plastics. And there's other cedar on the market that's eastern cedar and white cedar. It doesn't have the same characteristics as western red cedar. So looking for products in this category, you want to really steer towards western red cedar, American-made products, and nothing beats Gronomics as far as quality and service and what you're going to get when you look at the Gronomics line.
Give us the website one more time.
www.gronomics.com.
If you're looking to add a little bit of character to your backyard, on a deck, a porch, a patio, there an area where you want to grow a garden, a small area, this is the place to go. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, and we'll give you more information about these very unique raised beds for those of you who don't want to have a big garden.
If you haven't made compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the compost tumbler. The compost tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The compost tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com. Click on sponsors, then compost tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The compost tumbler at paulparent.com.
And welcome back to Boggs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist, Dr. Bob Boggs. We've got Stank on the line.
It's Hank.
What is this? Am I getting bunked?
Oh, I'm pinching my nose closed. It's Hank. I've got stink bugs.
I'm sorry, Hank. Stink bugs are no joke. The good news is Rescue's got the scientifically tested technology and proven traps to help assure you'll be able to start breathing easy again. And they work both outdoors where your garden is at risk and indoors where, let's just say, you don't want them getting indoors.
I'm breathing easier already.
Use the Rescue stink bug trap outdoors in spring, summer, and early fall to kill the smelly pests before they can mate and multiply. To protect all sides of your house, multiple traps may be necessary. Indoors in fall and winter, you'll want the Rescue Stink Bug Light, a special LED attachment that fits over the trap and attracts the bugs with an alluring light. Walk toward the light, Stinky. It's time to meet your maker.
For more about the Rescue Stink Bug Trap and Light, go to rescue.com.
Thanks, Doc!
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
This guy
I don't want me to live again.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with Mike Renard. He is the owner of Gronomics, and this is a very, very unique planter, raised bed system that you can grow if you live in a house, if you have an apartment, and a limited amount of space in front or in back of your home. You don't have to dig up the yard. It's something that you can build or assemble. And when you leave, you can fold it up and bring it right home with you. Tell us a little bit about this. We talked about that it's cedar. What is it made of? Besides, I mean, is it thick boards?
Well, it's made out of 1-inch thick cedar decking, and that's one of the other quality aspects about our product. It's overbuilt. It's the corner posts are full 4x4s. The sideboards are cedar decking material. They're dovetailed on the end for assembly. I think we talked about there's absolutely no tools required. There's no hardware to ever rust or come loose, or boards aren't going to crack because there's not screws in them. There's no holes drilled in the boards whatsoever. They come ready to assemble and can be assembled in an average of about 3 minutes.
Now, how about cost? What would the average piece cost?
The raised garden beds start out in the, I think, about the $50 to $100 range on the low end, and they range up around $200 to $300 depending on the size and different models. We have trellis kits available for them for climbing vegetables. The elevated garden beds we have in three different sizes. They range from 18 foot and a half to by 3 feet up to 3 feet by 4 feet, which holds about 9 cubic feet of soil. The cost on those ranges from about $150 to $300.
So it's something that really is affordable.
Absolutely.
And your local garden center would be the place to look for to get one of these planters?
Yep, we have a complete dealer network on our website, so you can find a garden center near you. If there isn't a garden center near you, you can contact us through our website or by phone, and we can steer you to the nearest one, or you can buy them direct through our website.
Okay, and what is the website?
That's www.gronomics.com.
And if they want to call you, is there a phone number where they can call you?
Absolutely. You can. Our phone number is listed on our website. It's 763-753-7888. And we have outstanding service available. We have a guarantee with our products. If you ever receive a Gronomics product and there's so much as a cracked or chip board, we have a no-questions-asked policy where we'll send out a replacement part within 24 hours.
And the life expectancy of a planter like this?
20 to 30 years would be easily expectable out of the cedar products that we sell.
And the thing that's nice is you don't have to worry about any toxic paints or sealants or any treatments on it for people that want to stay natural and stay organic, because everything is natural, right?
Absolutely, and that's really important, especially for vegetable gardening. You don't want to risk any toxins or chemicals leaching into the soil.
So people, we don't want you to think that this is the type of material that you would build a deck with. It's not pressure treated. It's all natural ingredients from the actual tree.
Absolutely, and that's one of the characteristics with Western Red Cedar, that the wood contains a lot of natural oils and tannins, which that's what helped the wood last as long as it does. That's why they use Western Red Cedar for docks, for boats, for shingles and shakes on rooftops, because of those characteristics that help it last.
Now, if you were a homeowner thinking about buying this, what size would you begin with? Because you can add to this, right?
Absolutely. You can begin with any size or model, and because the products all match and look extremely nice, it's really easy to start out on a smaller scale and add on over time.
So it's a modular type.
Yep, we have a raised garden bed that's completely modular that you can continue to add on over time and make taller if you'd like.
So if you buy one that's 5 feet by 5 feet and you like it, you can buy a second one and attach it together.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Mike, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time. And go to the website. This is very, very unique. If you're tired of bending over, if you're doing some gardening from a wheelchair, this is the Cadillac of all planting beds. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Paul, for having me.